Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Today, we have hairstylist and hair expert Lexi Love to give us tips on looking after our hair during the lockdown. Hello, Lexi. Kumusta ka?
Ako, mabuti naman. Just working. We're lucky. We're still open as hairdressers, so that's good for us.
Bukas ang mga salons sa gitna ng lockdown. That's good. How about people coming in?
Yeah, people are still coming in, but not as busy as before. People are more wary of what's happening. But what I find, they're more grateful of, the people, customer service. Mm-hmm. So I think loyalty of the clients are coming back again to the hairdressers. Because we had a phase where, people are doing DIY, YouTube, all of these video tutorial of hair. And people are liking getting the hair done these days.
Speaking of DIY videos, so isa nga ako doon sa mga nagdi-DIY din. May mga negative impacts ito sa buhok natin, hindi ba?
Yeah, because it's okay to do DIY. It's because it's always handy. If it's done properly, it can be cheap and inexpensive. But bear in mind, we're dealing with chemicals when we're doing DIYs. And also, it's quite hard to do it your own because you're not getting precisely, the color or chemical straightening. So it's very hard to do an accurate thing. So the first time you may do it may work fine, but the second time, because you're overlapping chemicals, it can make your hair snap, and you might lose your hair. So my advice is, build a relationship with a professional hairdresser. We have video calls, Facebook. You can always give them a call and have a consultation via online. And then, that's what I do with my clients. So I take them through the process. I give them my honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
The client should build a relationship with their hairstylist para may hingan sila ng tulong just in case they need assistance with their hair. Kasi yung mga hairstylist, sila yung talagang may alam.
We studied in Australia the chemical, the science behind it, and also the troubleshooting of hair, different types of hair scalps. So what you do, sometimes we get so enthusiastic with watching tutorials on YouTube or Facebook. So we can buy it, the chemicals, and then we do it, but we don't know the science behind the hair, or you don't really fully have a knowledge of your own hair. So sometimes it can be a damage to your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had one guy, a Filipino guy, actually walk into the salon asking me to do his hair because he was very patchy. It's okay for a man to have, to do the shaving thing themselves, but I guess, not many can do that. And also, he asked me to fix up his hair because during the lockdown, it was very patchy. He said it was a very funny situation. And then the next one, I had a client where she did the chemical straightening.
Mm.
And so it was the second time, but it made her hair quite jelly. So it's not, so she lost a bit of hair. So it's not really ideal sometimes to be chemical DIYs.
Okay, so there's danger to it. So make sure na bago mag-administer na kung ano-ano sa inyong buhok, siguraduhin na hindi lalagas o malalagas ang inyong mga buhok.
You want your hair on your head, not on the floor.
Yes, not on the floor. Correct. Okay, sa mga gustong pumunta sa salon, how about for your salon, how do you ensure na sumusunod pa rin kayo sa safety protocols? Kasi like, for example, ako, gusto kong pumunta ng salon, pero medyo skeptical ako kasi nga parang... It's not very safe. Ang dami kong iniisip. So, paano natin ma-ensure sa mga gustong pumunta ng salon na it's a safe place for them to go?
So, again, like we're on the internet era, so you can always check the reviews. If that doesn't give you peace of mind, contact the salon. Ask them about their procedures. So, in my procedure, I work for Attitude Hair and Beauty in South Yara. So, our procedure before you come in, you have to make sure that you do this questionnaire in regards to how you're feeling, temperatures and all that. And we check your body temperature, we check your contact details. So if anyone comes from lockdown suburbs, we don't let them. So we're very strict. So if we protect ourselves, we protect you. Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win situation. So a lot of hair salons are like that. So, and also, I mean, you talk to them, and if it feels good for you, then go for it. Like I said, it's perfect time to create a relationship with your hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And create loyalty. So then you have a peace of mind and you feel safe that, you know, you are being protected from the virus.
Mm. Lex, what sort of hair treatments can you suggest sa ating mga magagandang tagapakinig?
Yeah, of course. So I found this, it's called Redwin Tea Tree Shampoo. So it's quite disinfecting for the hair. That's what I tell her to use as well. Mm. So tea tree is an Australian medicinal tree. So it disinfects the hair from any impurities, and also it cleanses your scalp. It's quite organic, and so it's very good for the environment. So I can't stress that enough to people to use organic stuff. So, so it's better for the environment, better for your hair. When it comes to treatments, you can go. I love Chemist Warehouse. They have lots of treatments in there that is open for the public. If you can't access your hairdressers, and it's quite hard to send via online, you can go to Chemist Warehouse. There's a product called Mar Organics, and it's called Goji Miracle Treatment. I really love that one. Mm. There's also protein treatments that you can use. So there's a lot of treatments that you can use depending on your hair. Again, talk to your hairdressers and see what hair types you have and what treatments you need. So you know, everyone is working from home these days.
Mm.
So you can just slap it on your hair, wrap it with cling wrap, or put a nice one and do Zoom meetings. And I think, you know, that's very good for your hair. It's very productive for your hair.
How about for hair coloring?
Hair coloring, I mean, it's very good, like the box dyes, but bear in mind, if you're doing a regrowth, it's not the gray is done.
Yep.
You just put the color on the grays where it needs to be. Don't slap it on the whole head because you're not really coloring the whole head. And again, box dye from grocery shops, it doesn't lighten your hair. A lot of women have asked me, oh, I've got my own hair and my roots are lighter than my hair. It's because box dye doesn't lift tint. So if you have existing color on your hair, it's not going to lighten it. The only way to lighten it is by using a lightener. So again, this has to be handled professionally and someone with experience.
Bakit ba kailangan pangalagaan natin yung ating mga buhok?
So everyone is on their phone. Our attention is on our eyes. If you look at yourself in the mirror, you feel good. You feel some sort of validation for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during this lockdown, I have plenty of time looking in the mirror. I went through that to myself. I'm a hairdresser, and I went through that process of confronting my the way I look on my hair. So yeah, I had to be creative. And yeah, lucky my sister is a hairdresser, so she helped me a lot with my own hair. It's a sense of validation of who you are and your identity, especially during this lockdown. We're all wearing a mask. At least you can wear your hair great, so you can look good and look good.
When I'm not able to do my curls, parang nasisira yung araw ko. Talaga may impact siya, no? May impact siya sa'yo.
Yes, very, very much so. Because you can see it visually.
Eto, Lex, pahabol na question. Mga simpleng basic hair care tips lang na pwede or dapat natin gawin pag nasa bahay. Kunwari, pagising, kailangan ba suklayin yung hair? Sa shampoo at conditioner, dapat ba araw-araw yun?
Depends on your lifestyle. So my sister, she works as a nurse. So I tell her to wash your hair every day to make sure nothing is in your hair. If you are at home working from home, then you can lessen the washing of your hair. So it depends on your lifestyle. Assess your lifestyle. If you really need to wash it, then wash it. If you don't, then put a hair mask on and leave a treatment. And if you're going to want some curls, you can do it naturally by plaiting it or braiding your hair or putting on a twist and leaving it dry naturally. That creates a nice texture on your hair. So there's a lot of, it's back going back to the old ways.
Yung paggamit ng hair iron, should that be done every day? O dapat ba meron ding gaps? Like, you know, yung i-rest mo din yung buhok mo?
If you don't really need to do it, then don't do it. Let your hair breathe.
Yes.
You know, let your hair have a rest. But you are going to do it, if you're going to do straightening your hair, use a heat protector. So you can purchase this anywhere else. Depends on the brand that you like. So this is very effective in protecting your hair. So it's called a heat protector. You spray it on your hair after you wash it. You dry it. Invest on a good blow dryer. And a hair straightener.
Yung pagtatali ng buhok, you know, sometimes you want to do ponytail. Tapos di ba parang nabibinat yung hair mo? Is that okay?
Yeah. Sometimes it can cause migraine for some people, you know. So it depends. You can have a low ponytail or high ponytail. But, I mean, it can cause a bit of headache and hair pulling. So just bear in mind that if you want that hairstyle, you have to put up with it. It should be okay at the end of the day if you take it out and then just massage your scalp to create blood flow. And also there's a spray, you can put peppermint or something minty on your scalp to soothe their scalp.
And ito, problema din to ng karamihang kababaihan, hair fall. Normal ba to?
Hair fall, yeah. Especially women, when they give birth, they lose their hair. Or women in mid-40s. So I always tell them to go to the GP, to their GP, and get professional help. So mostly it's underlying condition. So you can use a topical solution, but before you use anything, or you before you put anything to your body, you get professional help from your doctor, a dermatologist, and specifically solve your hair fall. There are shampoos that you can use. We use FSP. Here in the salon that I work. You can buy this online. It's an Australian product. It's a very soothing for your scalp. And again, it's the blood flow that you need. Also, if you see a thinner bit of hair, sometimes it's common to see hair fall. Don't think that your hair is, you're going to lose your hair, because that's going to cause a lot of stress, and that's going to cause a lot of more hair fall.
Pero gusto ko lang din linawin, Lex, na kung meron kang konting hair fall, konti lang, kunwari everyday, that's normal.
Yes. That's normal. Okay. That's normal. Yes.
Pag patchy na, doon ka na mabahala at pumunta sa GP.
Yes. There's different type of hair fall. You know, if it's patchy, then that can be something serious. So again, always seek professional advice. You can take hair supplements. I myself take collagen supplements for my hair and my skin. And when I wash my hair in the shower, I massage it thoroughly.
Yeah.
I spend time, because sometimes I find myself like I'm rushing. And I ask myself, why am I rushing? So I now spend like time under the shower, making sure that my scalp aligns. So I massage myself almost like a DIY scalp massage under the shower. And a bit of cool water towards the end makes the follicles stay stronger on your scalp. So it closes the pores of your scalp. Especially in winter times, a lot of women wash their hair in hot water.
That's me.
There's a long-term effect on that. It makes your scalp
dry.
Your skin open, right? So when the pores of your scalp open up, loosens up with the hair. So then that creates hair fall. It's same thing with your skin. So scalp is your skin as well. So if you use cold water, it will close up the pores and it will make your follicle stay on.
Malamig.
Little bit of cool there. Yeah.
Pwede konting warm water muna, and then at the end, doon na yung
cold,
water. Okay.
Yeah. This feels like, make sure that you can shock your system, because that's going to cause a heart attack. So just do it slowly, gradually, and make, you know, if you can take the cold water, then do it.
With the hair comb or brush, which one is better gamitin para sa hair?
Comb when your hair is wet, and brush when your hair is dry. Because when your hair is wet, it's very fragile, so it can break easily. So when you do comb, that's a bit too harsh for the hair. So what do we? I myself have comb in the shower. So when I put my conditioner on, I comb it through. So when I dry it, it's already combed through. I don't have to, you know, go to this and stressing my scalp. Yeah, comb your hair, leave it on for 5-10 minutes, massage your scalp, and then when you're blow drying it, that's when you brush it. Let it dry naturally, and then just style it all dry if you're not rushing.
Good tips. Dandruff yeah. naman. Ito, isa din to sa mga problema nating mga girls. Usually yeah. ba sa shampoo ba ito?
So there's different types. Sometimes feeling dandruff, you know, product buildup is dandruff. You know, so there's a lot of things. If you have to go to the dermatologist, get your scalp checked. Because it can be product buildup, it can be psoriasis or dandruff. So don't just get a professional help, okay? And again, sometimes during winter, especially here in Australia, our skin tries to adapt to the weather. So sometimes the dead skin are sometimes coming through. Yeah, so there's a lot of dandruff products. Selsun Blue, Head & Shoulders, they have released a medical grade product. But before you do anything, again, seek a professional advice from a dermatologist.
And finally, Lex, saan ka ba nila pwedeng mapuntahan if they need professional advice for their hair?
So I have my own Facebook page now. It's Love, Lexi. So that's my own Facebook page. And also I work in Attitude Hair and Beauty here in South Yarra. So I'm based in Geelong sometimes because I work from home. So I have my own space at home that I do hair. And often sometimes I work in South Yarra, which is Attitude Hair and Beauty. We focus on helping women who suffer, men and women who suffer from hair loss. We also do hair straightening and hair treatments, haircuts, transformations, and makeovers.
Okay, and you do online consultations?
Yes, we do have online. So a lot of the online bookings. So yeah, but we also feel free to send emails or private message through Facebook or Instagram. Most of us will respond anyway because that's what the business is going through because of this pandemic time. So everything is going through online. So don't be afraid to send us a message and send us your query. Because we'll be happy to help you.
So words of encouragement naman para sa mga kababaihan dyan na medyo hindi pa masyado confident sa kanilang mga buhok.
I think women, you know, they, as soon as they sit on the chair, they always say that they don't like their hair. I think the first step in liking what you look like is liking yourself and embracing what your hair is like naturally. So then that's the first beginning of self-love. And, you know, I always encourage women to feel good whether the hair is done, whether the makeup is done or not. Feel good inside, then the confidence is stable. You feel better with whatever you look and you feel good because it's good for your mental health.
There you have it. Lexi Love. Maraming salamat.
Salamat po.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.